Namaste people, welcome to Shweta's Basket, the Stories and Poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Each week, I will bring an incredible new story or poem for you, written by some of the best contemporary writers. Hello, it's Friday again, and I am back with a new story. Well, actually, technically, it is not a new story. It's almost a 500-year-old story. Yes, it is a story of fierce loyalty and supreme sacrifice of Pannadai of Mewar. Most of us have read this story in Amar Chitrakatha or in our Hindi textbooks. But for those who have not heard of Pannadai, let me tell you that this story is not fictional. It's a real story. And there are a lot of articles on the net, and you can go and look her up. And today, I bring to you the events of that fateful night from the point of view of Pannadai and Chandan, who was the same age as Kumar Uday Singh, the last remaining heir of Mewar's Sisodia dynasty. I wrote this story for the online writing platform called Penmency, and believe me, it is the best platform for those who want to take up writing short stories or flash fiction or get into anthologies. They conduct varied monthly events to hone your skills, and the feedback received is invaluable for a writer. I started my journey with them. I will leave a link to Penmency in the show notes. Do visit them. As for this prompt, we had to write a story that started and ended with the same sentence. So here's my story for Mewar. We are Rajput of Mewar. This is my go-to mantra to get Kuwarsa and Chandan to do anything. But right now, I need it more. Banveer is on his way to the palace. As my heart races, I don the mantra as my armor. I will wield it as a shield and as a sword. As I pace up and down the bedchamber, I pray to Eklingji, turn my heart to stone. How can a mother do this? How can I do this? But I must. Mustn't I? Today, I am going to do something unthinkable. Today, I will prove true to my dharma and to my motherland. My steps falter and I think, but what about my dharma as a mother? I walk up to where my son sleeps peacefully and whisper in his ears, I love you. You're the light of my life, the reason for me to live. I choke, my lips tremble, and tears threaten to flow. But I continue, for he needs to know. Today, we need to protect the future of Mewar. But you'll always live in every fiber of my being, every breath I take, as will Mewar. Both of us will be indebted to you. I bend and kiss his forehead gently. Suddenly, the quiet of the night is shattered by shouts and clang of swords. He is here for Kuwar Uday Singh, the fourth son of Rana Sanga, the only heir left to the throne of Mewar. I hastily cover up my son and move away from the bed. Just as I reach the door, it is thrown open and Banveer strides in. Where is he? He roars. Mutely, I point to my son, who sleeps in Kuwar's bed tonight. In that moment, I am a statue, made of the same stone on which rest the foundations of the great fort of Chittor. But inside, I am a billion grains of sand blown away to oblivion by this roaring wind called Banveer. And he raises his sword. Ma, I know you love me, but not enough to let me sleep in his bed. So I know something is bothering you. I am not so young that I don't understand. You think I am asleep, but I can hear you pacing up and down. What was it that you had said to me as you had gently run your fingers through my hair? Today, let me feed you with my own hands and to my heart's content. I was so happy that you chose to feed me and not Kuvarsa. And even as I ate, you kissed my forehead and sang to me, not the songs of valor you always do, but songs of love. And I told myself that when the sun sets tomorrow, I will ask you to do this again. Sometimes songs of love are better than songs of bravery, Nama. Now as I lie here, I know it is for a reason. How, when I raised my hand for you to kiss it while I ate, you held it in yours for so long and your eyes shimmered just like Biraj in summers. I don't think I have ever seen you cry. I wanted to ask you, but I also didn't want you to stop singing. Now I know, or I think I know. I hear the door crash open and Banveer roar. Don't worry, Ma. I won't cry and I won't fail you. We are Rajput of Mewar. Oh boy. As a mother, this story has taken on a new meaning for me. You know, we had heard it as children and marveled at her courage. But today it's not her courage that I hold in awe. It's her intent, her dedication, her loyalty. Many people are courageous, you know, but her sacrifice, when I view it through the eyes of a mother, I just can't help but shiver and have goosebumps. Just the thought of what she must have felt at that moment while she did it. Like I said, for those who don't know about Panadai, this is a real story. She was a real person. It is sad that not much is known about her after Kuvar Uday Singh succeeded to the throne. Yes, he did. That night she was successful in saving his life. And a few years later, he came back to reclaim his throne. So, if any of you out there have any information about her, then please do share. And guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. To share your comments or feedback, DM me on Facebook or Instagram. My handle is Shweta's Basket. You can also use the link in the show notes to visit the website and leave a comment there. And don't forget to hit the like or follow button or the subscribe button on YouTube before you exit. Do rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. It'll take you a couple of seconds, but this thoughtful gesture from you will go a long way in supporting the podcast and helping it grow. So, until we meet again on the air next Friday, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Bye for now.
Do you want to have a website of your own? Well, look no further. The geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artoonzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website.